If people do as they're told, it's no trouble at all to live with it.
Were you admitted to hospital?
No, they sorted it out, and Mother being a good cook and that, she'd got all the diets and that and sorted out what I could have and what I couldn't have, and she worked it out, and then we went to see the specialist, Dr. Joan Walker at Leicester Royal Infirmary, and she told Mother what to do with the diet and how to sort it out and that, and we sort of took it from there and didn't have to go into hospital.
So how did you learn about injections and monitoring your sugar?
Well, that injections, it was just with the syringe, and they used to have a plunger in that, but I couldn't get on with the plunger, and then the diabetic nurse came round and showed me how to inject and that, and then, as I say, there were long needles at that time, but you get used to it and you just have to put up with it. But now the needles are that much better, it's no trouble at all.
You say the diabetic nurse, was this a specialist diabetic nurse in 1951?
Yes, they were diabetic specialist nurses, because they still are now. They go round, and anybody got any problem, you can ring the clinic up, and the diabetic specialist nurse will come round and give you a hand and advise you where you're going wrong and what to do to put it right.
Can you remember how you were taught to do injections?
No, not really. It was just, you just got to pinch your flesh and just stick the needle in. So it was just trial and error and get on with it.
What about monitoring blood sugar?
Well, blood tests, there weren't blood tests then. It was urine testing. And the thing is with that, you couldn't get it that accurate, so it was a job to keep it dead right, whereas now with the blood testing strips, you can get it dead on, and you know exactly where you are and what to do with it. And with having more injections now, if you're high or low, you can adjust your food and insulin to what you need to do to keep you right.
Most people I've spoken to who were diagnosed as early as 1951 were admitted to hospital sometimes for weeks. Do you think it worked well without your being admitted to hospital?
Yes, I've got no problems at all with it. No, it worked out. You see, as I say, I was playing sport and that, and it was just a case of having extra